communities adapting to change. An earthquake or other emergency can cause sudden changes to people's everyday way of life. Communities will need to adapt to these changes so they can move forward. Initial changes. Being part of an emergency event like an earthquake can make life very different. Suddenly, normal, everyday life is turned upside down. There might be no power, no internet, no telephone, no running water, unusable toilets. Homes may even need to be evacuated, or people may not be able to get home. Checking on others is important to make sure family and neighbours have basics like shelter, water, food, clothing, medical supplies or treatments. Communities may find themselves isolated from help because of road damage. Sometimes people living in small communities have a phone tree so neighbours can be phoned or visited. In larger communities, an emergency centre might be set up for those needing help. What plans do you have at home to help you cope with sudden changes resulting from an emergency event? Lifestyle changes. Everyday routines can change a lot after an emergency event like an earthquake. Schools might have to close. Parents, caregivers may suddenly find they no longer have a place of work. Families might need to find a different home to live in because of damage. Often, community and sporting facilities are damaged. People then can't go to their weekly activities together. Suddenly, people don't see their friends as much, and they may not get as much exercise. People can also become isolated if friends move out of the area. Lifestyle changes like these can cause stress and anxiety. Emotions such as anger, fear, and frustration are normal reactions to an emergency event. Physical effects such as injury or damage to homes can take time to recover from and also cause stress and anxiety. Things may never return to how they were before the emergency. But recovery can also be a chance for people to find new routines and opportunities. Have you ever been in an emergency situation? What changes did you and your whānau go through? How is life different now? Economic and environmental changes. Events like the November 2016 earthquake have an economic impact on communities. For example, tourism to Kaikoura and nearby areas dropped after the earthquake. Few tourists could even get to Kaikoura because of the damaged roads and railway. The downturn in tourism had flow-on effects to other businesses such as accommodation, retail, food services, culture, and recreation. Many businesses using boats in the sea couldn't work because of damage to the harbour and marina. There were quite different effects in rural areas compared to a larger township like Kaikoura. For example, getting water to stock when water pipes and tanks were damaged, having to take sheep somewhere else to be shorn because of damaged shearing sheds, dairy farmers having to dump milk on paddocks and milk their cows by hand because of no electricity or milk tanker access, lots of fencing and roads that had to be repaired at cost to landowners, damage to forestry blocks because of slips. Changes for small communities. A story from Waio. Emma Duncan, a Waio resident, shares her thoughts about how the November 2016 earthquake has affected her community. I think what shapes the Hurunui and Waio region is the landscape we are lucky enough to wake up to every day. The snow-capped mountains, the autumn leaves falling, the dew lifting, the greenery and the livestock. The community involvement and relationships keeps the people in the area. It's one of a kind and gives the sense of a large family. What has been the biggest challenge for Waio residents since the earthquake? It has been a roller coaster of emotions with lows and highs. I think the biggest challenge for residents is the changes that have been forced upon us. These changes are not necessarily negatives. In fact, many are positive. but change can be uncomfortable and lead to a sense of uncertainty. As a resident of Waio, how has the event changed things for the town in terms of the roading and traffic? Traffic flow has increased considerably since the quake, especially the inland road to Kaikoura. This has been great for local businesses, but it also comes with a cost. For example, safety for children crossing the road and creating a busier atmosphere for what used to be a quiet and tranquil area. The ongoing roadworks are frustrating for those who travel a lot. How has the earthquake changed job prospects, the local economy, sports and schooling? Right now, there are a variety of jobs up for grabs in our area. Most of these have come from the earthquake. There are jobs such as construction, contracting, roading work, hospitality staff, and social work. The school roll has dropped from 51 to 34, with families forced to move out of the area. This was because of red-stickered houses and no rentals available. This continues to be a problem, as many houses still need repairing or demolishing. There were sporting groups directly impacted from the earthquake that were unable to operate. These included the bowling club, the tennis and netball groups, the swimming groups, etc. The preschool facility was also badly damaged, and they were forced to relocate. What are some of the lows and highs for families? An iconic and historical feature that was the old lime hopper that was situated at the entrance of Waio had to be pulled down and demolished for safety reasons. This hopper used to load the trains when the railway was in use many years ago. Although it had no purpose, it held a lot of memories for our older community members, and it definitely had an impact on morale when it came down. One of the lows is the time it takes to get through red tape. This has caused such things as delays for facilities to be rebuilt and battles with homeowners trying to come to an agreement with their insurers. Another low is hearing and talking to people who are mentally struggling with the effects of the earthquake and how it has impacted their lives. The highs have come from community get-togethers and events that have been funded, especially for the children. It is great being able to offer support to those in need. Personally, being a younger, long-term resident of Waio, I embrace the changes and feel like the earthquake has created opportunities. An example of an opportunity created by the earthquake is rebuilding the public swimming pool. The Waio swimming pool was destroyed in the quake, however, the fundraising to rebuild it has brought everyone together with passion and vision of a new facility and what that will mean to the community.